Hi, this is Adam Amin, and you're listening to Squash Masters, a junior squash podcast. In this podcast, we'll be interviewing junior squash players and coaches for their tips, tricks, and interesting stories. If you like what you hear, please subscribe. Welcome back to Squash Masters. Today's episode is dedicated to one of my squash coaches, Marwan Abdelnabi, who recently passed away in a tragic accident. Marwan was a coach at Talk Squash Academy in Massachusetts, and prior to that, he played for the University of Pennsylvania. In addition to coaching at Talk, Marwan was doing his master's in data science at Boston University. All funds from this episode will go to Marwan's GoFundMe, link in the show notes, which will support a charity in Marwan's home city, Alexandria, Egypt. Joining me today to celebrate Marwan's legacy is Karim Shohayib, director of squash and head coach at Talk. Before moving to the US, Karim coached Noor Shabini and many more amazing players. Karim is a mentor to me and Marwan. Welcome, Karim.
Thank you, Adam, for having me.
How long have you known Marwan, and tell us what he was like?
Well, actually, I've known Marwan since he was an under 11 player. He was from Alexandria, my same city, but he was playing in the competitor club, Smuha Club. And I've always watched him and thought he was such a respectful young man who possessed very strong physical ability and who was a big fighter on court. And we were never too close, but I've known him very well and respected him. And I've known him more when he accepted my offer to come and work at SOG as an assistant squash coach. And I've actually encouraged him to move with his masters along with coaching, as I've done this myself. And I felt it made me a better person. Actually, this past year, Marwan was really close to me, my family, and all the Talk family. He was definitely a pure soul with so much motivation. He was loved by everyone. He did amazing results. He pushed most of his players he was working with to new heights. And I couldn't be proud of having such an amazing assistant coach with me like Marwan.
What are some of the main reasons you decided to offer Marwan a job spot at Talk?
Okay, the first one for sure was his reputation. Because I personally believe reputation and honesty are the most features in a squash coach. So this was the basic thing I thought about. In addition, definitely to being a really top squash player. Marwan played number one for UPenn for the first 3 years, number two for the last year. Was always known for his honesty, his hardworking. And Marwan was always looking to learn, you know. So basically his reputation, his career, he's had a fantastic career, whether in Egypt as a junior, whether with the Egyptian national team, whether with UPenn, all of these made a huge impact on recruiting him. And also, my previous assistant coach has known Marwan during his junior career. And I've also called his coaches. I talked to them, and they said some amazing stuff about him. So I was actually excited. And one more thing that he wanted to do, his master's in Boston. So this made things easier for him. And he did such an amazing job in his first year in Boston.
You and Marwan have coached me for several years, and you've both shown me the importance of a coach in an athlete's career. What do you think the role of a coach, and who are some important coaches who have played a role in your life?
Well, that's a really broad question. A coach for me is someone you learn from. A coach is someone you look up to, someone you trust, someone who believes in you, someone who's there to improve your performance. In other words, someone who can get the best out of you. This is the definition of a coach for me. I had so many coaches in my junior career, and they're all huge names. But I'm going to tell you, I'm going to state four of my coaches who I remember so much about them till today, and who I try to imitate in my coaching. My first coach I'm going to say is my original coach, who taught me squash, who helped me a lot. His name is Ahmed Abdallah, and he was working in Qatar for the past 15 years. My second coach is Coach Ahmed Safwat. This was the most elegant coach I've ever coached, who ever coached me. He's very known. He was one of the top squash players of all times. And I remember him because he taught me some specific shots, like the lob, like the drop shots. And he was a complete game changer in my game. The next coach is Magdi Saad, who died. Both Ahmed Safwat and Magdi Saad and Gamal Awad, my three coaches, unfortunately, they died like a couple of years ago. Coach Magdi Saad helped me a little bit. He was originally, I think, a tennis player before when he was young. And he used to coach me a lot of the top spins and a lot of the deception. And I loved his lessons. I loved his charisma. I loved everything about him. And my last coach was Gamal Awad, who worked with me for a year or a year and a half. And Gamal was top five in the world. And he has the longest squash match with Jahangir Khan. I don't know. It was, I think, over 2 hours. And he went straight to the hospital after this match. And Gamal taught me how to be a hard worker, how to play a game by myself, how to have a huge fighting spirit, how to grind and grind and grind, you know. These were the three coaches that made a big impact in my squash and in my life in general. But definitely there's so much more coaches who helped me in a different way, and so much head coaches as well.
All of these coaches, all of these different things really show how you evolved into a great squash player and a great squash coach. What is your coaching philosophy, and how do you think that shows in your players?
Okay, good question. My coaching philosophy in general is teaching my players how to play an attacking squash game with big domination for the tee, and using deception a lot. However, this is my perception. A good coach try to see the strength and the competitive advantage of his players and try to build his plans accordingly. I'll give you an example for this. You might have someone who possesses huge physical ability, who's really fit, you know. You can build, when he's playing a squat match or something, you can build upon this strength and help him be a dominant player with this advantage, in addition to adding a lot to his game. But coaching, for example, a player who is physically weak or small is going to be different than if you're coaching a player who's physically very strong, his body is big. It's completely different. But I like teaching the Egyptian game, which is, you know, dominate the tee, try to have a very high tee position, try to volley a lot, try to be using deception a lot, try to be smarter than your opponent in different ways while being fit as well and hardworking.
Yeah, it's definitely interesting how you have to change your coaching plan for different types of players.
Yep.
As a coach, Marwan taught me how to always work hard and give it 100%. In fact, he always used to say in Arabic, "Elab zin nas," play like the people. He was even there when I won my first tournament ever. I remember when I was in the semifinals, I was 12-all with my opponent, and I remember Mudawan's words in my head. Aim on the wall before you serve. I aced my opponent, meaning they didn't get to hit the serve, the next 2 points and won the match. After that, before the finals, he gave me some encouraging words. You are the underdog, so there's more pressure on your opponent. Those words stuck with me throughout the final, and I won in 4 games. What do you think made Mudawan so special as a coach?
Well, a couple of reasons. Number one, Mudawan himself was a top junior and a top squash player. So when you're a squash player and you're coaching someone who's not far away from your age as well, you've been into this situation, right, Adam? Like when he was coaching you, he's definitely been into this situation where it was like 12 on and it was stress, you know. So being in the situation makes him comfortable in giving you some encouraging words or the right words that's going to push you, that's going to fire you. Another reason, Mudawan has been playing squash for since he was, what, 8 years old till 24 years old. That's a couple of years where he's been gaining so much experience, whether like playing with his teammates, playing for Egypt's national team, playing for UPenn, and possessing and gaining a lot. Mudawan, since the first day he came to Boston, was ready to learn. He wanted to learn. He observed a lot. And he was an extremely hardworking coach. In addition to this, Mudawan always had a positive mindset. So if you're the best squash player, but mentally you're not strong, as strong as you are, you know, this is going to be a huge gap. So I think Mudawan knew how to fire his players, knew how to put the right words in the right time. And Mudawan was an extremely nice person, but was always hardworking and pushing his players. He always motivated his players while trying to make it fun. And that's what I see a successful coach is. You have to know the player you're coaching. You have to know his mentality. You have to be kind of like a big brother to him. And know it when today, like your player is coming, he's a little bit tired. You have to adjust your practice upon it. If your player is not giving 100%, you have to be pushing him, motivating him, giving him the right words to firing him up. And I thought Mudawan had some of these qualities and learned a lot from his Egyptian coaches, his American coaches, everyone around him. Don't forget that Mudawan's age group were some of the world champions right now. So I think all of this ended up in being an amazing squash coach and role model to his players.
Outside of the court, Mudawan was, as you said, a role model for me and a big brother to me. Mudawan and I always debated what smartwatch to buy, PS4 or Xbox, or even the newest phones. What are some of your favorite Mudawan stories?
Well, that's a difficult question, a little bit. Okay, so Mudawan was the person I spent, as I mentioned, the most time with last year. We always like talked on the phone to arrange the schedules and the timings. We had some competitive PS4 matches, specifically in FIFA. We had a lot of competitive FIFA matches, a lot of competitive squash matches. We both don't like to lose. So these were some interesting matches. Some of his nice stories were when we used to travel to JCTs and tournaments together every month. Sometimes when some of my players or his players like lose, we used to boost each other's confidence, you know, and encourage each other's when we didn't get the results we wanted. We both possessed the same attitude about this. But, you know, that's some of my favorite stories. I don't have a specific story about him, but these were some of the nice memories we've had together.
To wrap up, what are three words that remind you of Marwan?
Okay, number one, I would say high integrity. Number two, dedication. And number three, I would say purity. Yeah, high integrity, dedication, and purity. He was such a pure soul. So I would say these are the three words that can describe Marwan the best.
Thank you, Kareem, so much for joining me to celebrate Marwan's legacy. Marwan will be missed, but he will always stay in our hearts.
Thank you so much, Adam, for remembering someone who's added so much to your game and to your personality. I was really happy when you asked me to do this interview, because I like players who appreciate their coaches, and I know you do, and I know you improved so much this past year, so thank you so much for the interview. I enjoyed it.
Thank you again, Kareem. Hey, if you enjoyed the episode, you can subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or anywhere you listen to your podcasts. As we try to grow the show, one way is for you guys to only share with just one friend who you think should listen to the show. Thank you.